Chapter 12.
You go first,
Grubber said, nudging Tempest with his finger. They stood in the doorway to the throne room. The Storm King was facing the window, as he always did. One hand was curled around the arm of his throne, and the other held his staff, the blue stone glittering in the light. Tempest knew she should be the one to tell him what had happened, but for some reason, she couldn't move from that spot. The whole journey back to his castle, she kept rehearsing how she'd explain it and how she'd respond to his disappointment. But now that she was actually there, she could barely move. While she was working up the courage, the storm creatures marched in from the ship. They lined up against the walls and waited for the Storm King to give them orders. His throne slowly spun around.
I see that you've returned, he said, eyeing his army as he stood, and you've been very busy.
The storm creature's fur was ripped out in places. A few of them had lost pieces of armor in the battle, and one had a chipped horn. They all looked tired. They were standing with their shoulders hunched forward, their eyes on the floor.
We have, Storm King, we have,
Grubber said. The Storm King's gaze moved to Tempest, a hint of a smile on his lips.
Ah, Tempest Shadow, he said. Come, let's see it. Show me the pearl.
Grubber nudged Tempest again. She stepped forward and took a deep breath. I tried my best, she said. We tricked the hippogriffs into letting us into the city. They had us stay in the castle, and I was there. I was in the queen's room. I was holding the pearl.
I don't like where this is going, the Storm King replied.
It all happened so fast, Tempest went on. There was an alarm, and then the storm creatures came. The queen, she took the pearl back.
Where is it now?
The Storm King said, pacing back and forth. He let the end of his staff drag against the floor.
I don't know, Tempest said. They all just disappeared. I tried to get it back, but I didn't want to hurt anyone. I feel guilty that...
Guilty?
The Storm King asked.
That's your problem, Tempest. You still believe, deep down, that the world can be fair. You want to get the pearl from the queen, but you don't want anyone to get hurt. You want to get your horn back, but you don't want to do anything you don't want to do.
I just... Tempest trailed off.
You are not a child anymore, the Storm King said, taking a step toward her. Every creature for themselves. That is the true law of the land. Learn it and live by it, and then maybe one day you will succeed.
The Storm King turned to the assembled storm creatures.
Go now, he said. Clean yourselves up. And next time, when you're supposed to do something, do not disappoint me.
The creatures marched out of the throne room. Tempest listened to their steps echo against the stone until only she and Grubber were left. She took a step forward, her eyes filling with tears. The Storm King was already looking out the window again, as if they weren't there.
Storm King, she said it so softly she could barely hear her own voice. Will you still fix my horn?
You want me to fix your horn?
The Storm King asked, as if it were a silly question.
Is the pearl here? Is it in my staff right now, with its awesome transformational powers? Has it made me stronger than before? Am I turning into a bugbear, or a chipakli, or a jackalope?
The Storm King spun around, showing Tempest that he was not.
No, Tempest said slowly.
Then that is your answer, the Storm King snapped. You do something for me, I do something for you. You do nothing for me, I do nothing for you. And actually, if we're keeping tabs here, you owe me one night's rent.
Clutching his staff, the Storm King started to walk out. Tempest's heart leaped into her throat. She had to do something. She had to say something to change his mind.
She couldn't stand the thought of her horn being broken forever. She didn't want to leave here and return home. She wouldn't. Every creature for themselves, she repeated in her head. It was true. Hadn't she learned so that day in the cave? Hadn't she remembered it all those weeks and months after, when her magic grew out of control? When was she going to put herself first and do what was best for her alone? You wanted the pearl so you could transform, Tempest started. But what if there was something even better than that? What if you could control the most powerful magic of all? Tempest asked. She could see the Storm King's expression changing. He liked her idea. She knew he did. He wasn't smiling, not exactly, but he was close to it.
Well, well, why do you ask?
Equestria, Tempest said. It's full of magic. Crystals, princesses.
The princesses of Equestria, the Storm King repeated.
It was too late for her now. They destroyed Hippogriffia, and the queen knew who she was. Wherever she went from now on, she'd always be running from what she had done. The Storm King was right. It was better to just worry about yourself. If she had her horn back and the power of all three princesses, she'd be the most powerful unicorn in all Equestria. She wouldn't need any school or any friends or any masters to help her. Not anymore.
I can see it, the Storm King replied.
The Storm King controlling the magic of an entire land in his staff.
Yes, you must return to Equestria and bring me the magic of the three princesses.
And then you will fix my horn? Tempest asked.
And then I will fix your horn.
Tempest turned to leave, sharing a small smile with Grubber.
But this time, the Storm King called after her, do not fail me, Commander Tempest.